Determining necessary resources. When undertaking a major transformation plan, it is difficult but important to allocate resources on the basis of a defined scope and with a set focus. One method to help ensure balanced resource allocation assigns resources based on overall focus and scope. This may occur across three major focus areas: current/core supply chain functions. This focuses on optimizing functions that the company already executes. Not every transformation project will require completely new structures and operations across all areas of supply chain operations. Most companies will have a number of functions/operations in which necessary supply chain activities are performed adequately, but can be improved upon. New strategies based on current business or supply chain operations. This looks at current business needs and operations and focuses on entirely new systems, strategies, and capabilities to support those needs. In some circumstances, complex processes that are performing poorly may be more easily replaced than optimized, resulting in better ROI than would be captured through optimization. Entirely new functions or operations to take advantage of new market possibilities. This focuses on setting up supply chain operations so that the company can take advantage of newly identified market opportunities. This may be to take advantage of new specific opportunities, or it may be to better position the organization/supply chain to take advantage of future unknown opportunities. Depending on the organization, its current performance across supply chain areas, and its resource capabilities and risk tolerance, the allocation of resources across these three areas may vary. Projects that are implementing more complex changes and systems will require more time and resources to plan and execute the necessary transformation processes. Determining which areas to focus on may rely on the results of a benefit-cost analysis that looks at the project resources necessary to create a given change compared to the final benefit that change provides. This should also include consideration of the opportunity cost of investing many resources in a single high-impact area compared to the change that can be achieved through smaller investments in many lower-impact areas. When working to develop a resource management plan, whether using the above allocation strategy or not, there are several important related documents that enable more accurate and detailed resource and schedule estimations. Define project team assignments and performance assessments. This records the selected team members, or if pre-assignment, the necessary roles that must be filled and their skills and competencies, or the skills and competencies that are expected to be necessary. Resource requirements and breakdown/categorization. This captures the total estimated resources needed to complete the project, grouped into categories: financial, personnel, technology, etc. Resource requirements schedule. This provides the estimated time frames that resources will need to be available for the project to remain on schedule. A major consideration when developing the resource plan is which entity will be responsible for funding and resourcing projects. There are several potential models, including the following: self-funding. The organizational unit executing the project allocates all funds and resources for it. Funding from outside the managing unit. One organizational unit is responsible for executing the project, but is not responsible for providing funds or resources. External funding and management. The organizational unit creating the business case will not be responsible for funding/resourcing or managing it. Collaborative funding. The organizational unit presenting the business case shares funding responsibilities with other organizational units. In many situations, there are multiple competing interests vying for a limited number of resources. Competition does not always come from other projects. When a project requires time and personnel investments from multiple organizational areas, the competition comes from the standing processes and tasks in those areas. Thus, it is important to find ways to secure financing and resources, personnel and otherwise, to fund these projects. In some cases, value produced by a project may be able to be earmarked for use in other functions or initiatives, as opposed to reinvestment in supply chain initiatives. This can be a powerful negotiating tool to secure cooperation and resources from other departments, but care should be taken to ensure that promises made on this front do not exceed the value that the project is able to produce and direct to other areas. Using tools such as RACI charts or RIPID registered trademark may help in this task. By identifying which functions are responsible for tasks that may be improved upon through the project, it is possible to find organizational partners who may be willing to invest in the project in exchange for the associated benefits in their business area. Tools. When estimating resource needs and schedule requirements, there are a variety of tools that may be used. We will now discuss a handful of examples, though these should not be considered the only available options. Analysis of alternatives. Analysis of alternatives is a process that systematically considers all identified choices to select the best option for the project requirements. This will examine important factors such as cost, inputs, and output capabilities, and effects on an anticipated time frame. For example, if one option will produce a given result faster than another. This may take the form of make, rent, or buy decision making. Analysis of necessary labor proportions for different skill levels. Similar available options for tools, equipment, technology, or materials. This process should be documented, including identified pros, cons, and decision rationales for or against selection of a given option, as changing project circumstances may require the re-examination of a selection decision. Bottom-up estimating. In bottom-up estimating, the resources for each project area or major milestone task are individually estimated and then summed together to generate higher-level estimates. This is considered one of the most accurate forms of estimation due to the level of detail used to assemble the initial estimates that are the foundation for all higher-level estimates. Software tools. Project management software typically has functionality, such as a scheduling module, that can be used to manage resource pools and estimate overall resource needs. This software may also contain tools to generate resource breakdown structures, resource calendars, and resource usage rate estimations, along with other similar capabilities.